Exclusive: President Donald Trump on hard left socialist turn of Democrats. Concept of giveaway everything ends up in squalor, crime, and death. By Matthew Boyle and Nick Gilbertson on July 3, 2026. President Donald Trump told Breitbart News exclusively that the hard left radical socialist turn of the modern Democratic Party is dangerous for American citizens. And that throughout history, it always ends up the same way. Which is disaster whenever socialism and communism are implemented. You would think that they couldn't go anywhere, you would think that the American public is much wiser than that. And if you look back on history, it's never worked. Trump told Breitbart News in an hour-long exclusive interview in the Oval Office at the White House on Tuesday. Go back 1,000 years, different names, but the concept of giveaway everything ends up in squalor, crime, and death. It always ends up the same way. Trump also explained to Breitbart News how he developed the new terminology for Democrats, where he changed the E to a U in the word to make it Democrats, so as to highlight their insanity. What took me so long to figure that out? Isn't that the greatest? Trump said. You swap the E for U, and it's over, and nobody knows that dumb has a B, right? You don't even need to, but you just swap the E for U. And you got a Democrat, and their policy is so stupid. Trump's comments come in the immediate aftermath of longtime Democrats like Reps. Dan Goldman, DNY, Adriano Espaillat, DNY, Diana DeGette, DCO, and more losing primaries to socialist challengers. Rising socialist candidates are also beating party establishment-backed picks in open seats, and are insurgent in places like Michigan's and Maine Senate races as well. Trump said that while he is happy that Goldman, a party establishment stalwart who was the impeachment manager who prosecuted his first impeachment for House Democrats back in his first term, lost his primary, the guy who beat him, Brad Lander, is even crazier. I was happy that Goldman lost, actually. Because he was a real jerk, and he was the prosecutor in my case, and I killed him, Trump said. And it's not easy to beat prosecutors. He was a highly overrated guy, and he turned out to be in the election, he was a lousy candidate. When he was under pressure, he folded, so I wasn't sad. I don't know the other one, but I wasn't sad that Dan Goldman lost. He was a prosecutor, he prosecuted me, knowing I did nothing wrong. When asked about how Lander is trying to bring back the radical environmental, social, and governance, ESG, mandates that Trump crushed, Trump said, "That's true that Lander is more radical than Goldman. I know what you mean, but I'm glad, Goldman, lost," Trump told Breitbart News. Trump also said these radicals like Lander and Eliza Avila Chevalier, who defeated Espaillat in a New York primary, are doing good for themselves right now because they're going to get themselves nominated because the party is stone-cold crazy so they get themselves nominated. Before Democrats as a party took such a hard left turn, he said, these types of radicals wouldn't have been able to win their primaries like they are currently doing. They're taking on straight Democrats, or even if you say radical left, but not crazy left, these are people that are getting nominated that wouldn't have a chance if it was just normal left, as opposed to these crazed lunatics, Trump said. If you're not that way, you're not going to get the nomination, it would seem so. Trump thinks that long-term, this swing towards lunacy from Democrats has endangered their party. I have a different theory, Trump said. I think if they went back to the center, they'd be much tougher to beat. Trump also ripped both Senator John Ossoff, DGA, in Georgia and Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in Texas James Tallarico. Ossoff, he argued, looks like Pee Wee Herman, and he argued Tallarico looks like Alfred E. Newman. I think that the Texas Democrat candidate is horrendous and doesn't represent anything having to do with Texas, Trump said. I think Ken Paxton represents the people of Texas, his whole being is Texas. The other one, six genders, mocks Jesus Christ. He was mocking Jesus Christ. He's so far off. I see him wearing a mask all the time. He was in a mask that was almost like he was born with it. I don't think he could be worse, and he looks like Alfred E. Newman. Then Trump proceeded to mock Ossoff. Same thing with Georgia, Trump said, referring to Ossoff. He looks like Pee Wee Herman. Trump had his staff print out for Breitbart News full-page side-by-side photos of Tallarico with Newman and Ossoff with Herman for dramatic comparison effect. I think Georgia is very beatable, Trump said. I think he, Ossoff, is terrible. He's a stiff. Do you know, I beat him once before, that I beat him when there was a congresswoman, Karen Handel, and he had the lead, and that was the last I ever heard from her. So I got involved in the race, she had no chance, and got her into the runoff. It was her and him, and she won, and she said, thank you very much. That was the last I ever heard from her, and she went on to lose later on to somebody. She wasn't great, she never even asked me to help her. She ended up losing. But Trump believes now that Ossoff is ripe for a possible defeat again. And his picked candidate, Representative Mike Collins, RGA, is the GOP nominee for Senate in Georgia. As for 2028, he similarly thinks Democrats are in trouble there too, arguing that Governor Gavin Newsom, DCA, has fallen due to self-inflicted wounds. Well, I thought it was going to be Gavin Newsom, Trump said when asked who he thinks Democrats will nominate for president in 2028. But he did an interview 2 months ago that was the worst interview I've ever seen by a professional politician. He said he was stupid. He said he had really bad College Board marks. His College Board scores were very bad. He said that he was unable to read a speech. He was dyslexic, which you know that you can be dyslexic. I know people that are dyslexic, and it's not easy for them. It's not easy. He said he had a lot of problems with learning disabilities. He said things that are so unbelievable. Somebody called up, a reporter, actually, called up and said, well, supposing he does have a problem with a learning disability, and I'm supposed to say, oh, it's okay. No, it's not okay for a president. You have to be sharp. You have to be. We just went through a man who was a complete idiot. And look what happened to our country, 25 million people allowed in. Russia-Ukraine would have never happened, so many things happened that were so bad, worst inflation ever. You know, when they talk about cost, and they talk about all of this stuff that they like to go into, I inherited these costs. We had the highest inflation in 48 years. I say ever, because I believe it was much more than 48 years, but 48 years is okay. We'll take it, but we had the worst inflation essentially ever, and I inherited it. Then they talk about affordability, they made up the word affordability. Remember the first day I came in, I gave a news conference 1 or 2 days into the administration. And they started hitting me with eggs, and I said I just got here 2 days ago. The Democrats are great at branding and messaging, but they're bad on policy, and if we ever pass the Save America Act, it's possible that you won't have a Democrat elected president for the next 100 years. If we don't pass it, the Republican Party is taking a tremendous risk. On Newsom, too, he said he thought this interview he mentioned, where Newsom talked about the learning disability, was disqualifying. I said with Newsom, just so you know, when I heard this interview, this was an interview, it was on stage, and it was obviously an African-American audience, which he insulted tremendously, Trump said. They were really insulted by it. It was the worst interview I've ever seen, and I've seen some really bad ones by professional politicians. But I actually put out on Truth when he did the interview that we have breaking news. Gavin Newsom is not running for president. I thought he was saying that because he wasn't going to run. Because only a really stupid person would say that. If I were running against him, I would use nothing else other than that clip from that interview. Trump thinks Democrats might be in trouble, but he does not think they are stuck with former Vice President Kamala Harris, whom Trump crushed in 2024, or Newsom. I don't think so, Trump said when asked if they are stuck with Harris or Newsom. No, they have some good, they have some competent people. I know them all, I know every one of them. They have some very good people, I don't want to tell you who. But they have some people that are good, that would be more formidable. I would say that Newsom is probably second now, and Kamala is first. It's not even believable. Both are incompetent. More from Trump's latest exclusive interview with Breitbart News is forthcoming.